So why do we bother? Why do we come to church on Christmas Eve or any other day of the year for that matter? When we could be snuggled up at home or feasting with family or reading a good book or enjoying a favorite Christmas movie. Yet here we are, gathered on this sacred night to worship. We are unique in some ways. Many in our society have abandoned the Christ in Christmas and still celebrate with gift-giving and parties, big meals with family and friends, the sparkling lights of many colors decorating homes and streets and businesses are a delight in this season. News comes from family and friends in Christmas cards. Shopping marks the last weeks before Christmas. But more and more, there is no sign of Jesus in any of these. Not on the Christmas cards available for purchase or the stories told around the season. Now, some of this is good. It recognizes that there are many faiths and many festivals of life celebrated in our country. Winter solstice has just been marked. Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of light, has been celebrated from December 12th to 20th this year. Diwali, the Hindu and Sikh festival of light, was celebrated in October. Kwanzaa is celebrated by our African American neighbors for 8 days, starting on December 26th. And at the beginning of this month, our Muslim neighbors celebrated Eid al-Milad, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. So some of the reason that we don't see Jesus in this season is simply that other faiths are celebrating their reasons for the season. And that diversity adds to the richness of spirituality in this country. But more and more, Christmas itself is becoming a secular holiday, devoid of faith and of the story of Jesus' birth. People happily put up trees, count down with Advent calendars, and buy gifts at this time of the year as something quite separate from what we do here this evening. So, why do we bother? We bother because there is something profound, something mystical, something for which our spirits yearns, found in the story of Jesus. In a barn, some 2,000 years ago, a child was born named God with us, Emmanuel. And in this child, we find something that the world cannot offer us. We find hope that transcends tragedy, peace that transcends chaos, joy that transcends grief, and love that transcends the judgment of the world. Some people would say that the story of Jesus' birth is just made up, just a nice cozy fairy tale. But when we sit with it, ponder it, consider it, there is something so much more tucked into that manger in the stable. Why was this story told in the first place? Why did people remember it and write it down? Why have people retold and retold the story, dramatized it over and over again through the past 2 centuries? It is because there is an important message in it, a message that fills the yearning of our hearts. Matthew and Luke, the gospel writers who record the story of Jesus' birth, each have a slightly different take on the story, but the message they share is the same. In Jesus, God is with us. Think of that first Christmas. It happened in the midst of the normal mess and smell of a stable, a barn. Not really a fit place for a family, especially one about to have a baby. It happened in the midst of Roman occupation of Palestine, a cruel and oppressive time for the Jewish people. It happened to a poor couple from the backwoods of Galilee in northern Palestine. It was a threat to the puppet king Herod, who sat on the throne of Israel at the whim of Caesar Augustus. It was not according to the accepted norms and practices of society. It could have led to Mary's death, and almost did lead to the breaking of the engagement between Mary and Joseph. How in the world are we here today talking about this story 2,000 years later? It's the kind of story that should have ended the day it happened. How in the world are we continuing to consider the words of a man who lived 2,000 years ago, a man who came from no particular pedigree or training or wealth or certified accomplishment? His life and teachings should have faded with his death, but they didn't, and he didn't. Because Jesus was no simple human being. He was so infused with God's presence, so filled with the divine spirit, that his presence, his words, and his way of living have continued to be shared and lived through the centuries. And that is why we are here tonight. In the midst of the muck and mess of a stable, in the midst of the stress and tension that Mary and Joseph faced as they became parents to this little child, in the midst of the oppression of Roman rule, God created something amazing with the birth of Jesus. In Jesus, God came to be among us. God created a place of calm in the midst of the storm. God offered hands that would wipe away tears and bring healing and hope. God shared a voice that would challenge us to radical love and to living compassionate justice. When we settle into this story and let it live in our hearts and lives, it makes our celebration of Christmas something that shapes our daily living throughout the whole year. We bother coming to worship this night and throughout the year because the presence of God in the manger speaks to us of something that fills our hearts in a way that nothing else can. As we gaze into the manger, our hearts soften, our minds open, and our lives are filled with a joy, a hope, a peace, a fullness that money cannot buy. It is a choice we make to gather here on this silent, holy night. It is a choice we make to follow the way of Jesus, to keep Jesus as the reason for the season, and the reason for how we live our lives day by day, all year long. This night on which we tell the story of Jesus' birth and worship God in wonder and gratitude makes all of our Christmas celebrations richer and fuller. This night calls us to faithful living as followers of the way of Jesus. And that is why we bother to gather, to pray and to sing Silent Night, because God is with us. We are not alone. And that is the mystery and wonder of this night. Amen. I invite you to stand as we sing.